I got kind of a bizarre story we'll get to here in a little bit involving Trevor Lawrence trying to raise money for people impacted from COVID-19. Guess who's trying to interrupt that? Yeah, you probably don't need... If I gave you two guesses, I feel you're going to get it right. But anyway, we'll get to that here in a moment. I mentioned really cool write-up in the Omaha World Herald on the impact for former Huskers not having the spring reps. And that was written by one Evan Bland. He joins us on the AM 590 hotline. And Evan, I know reaching out to former Huskers, boy, we don't know what the impact will look like because, first of all, we have no idea when practice might be able to resume. I know Bill Moose talked about, you know, maybe in June they could get 13 of those practices in, and then you'd kind of be running right alongside fall camp starting in late July and August. But as far as reaching out to former Huskers and getting their insight on how that would affect them, what did you take away from their response?
Yeah, it was interesting because I thought the goal going into it was to articulate what exactly Nebraska and every other major college football program is losing with the spring. You know, it's easy to say, oh, they're losing their reps or they're not getting a chance to learn the offense. But I felt like talking with some of those guys, you really started to get a better picture of just what some of those springs meant to them. I mean, there were entire careers that could have changed if a guy didn't have a spring to make a move. You know, I think of talking with Tanner Farmer, who graduated a couple of years ago on the O-line and said, man, in March of 2016, he, as far as the depth chart was concerned, he was on the scout team and he worked his way up and became a starter that fall to begin the season because of the work that he put in the spring. And it's, you know, it's not even that these guys necessarily came into the spring ready to go, but you know, they got in there, they threw those 15 practices, maybe started stacking experience. Maybe some of these guys rebuilt their bodies and just kind of needed to feel that out, what that was like. Some guys need the reps. And it's really interesting to kind of hear them kind of talk through the what ifs of their career. You know, Joe Gans, the quarterback in the mid 2000s, had a couple interesting takes. He said that spring of 06, when Zach Taylor was the guy and he knew he was the backup, that was an important time for him to start kind of showing his teammates what he was made of, to show the coaches that he could play and that he was tough, and that when actual football was occurring, he was a guy who did not wilt, you know. And then he would say, he gave the example in 08 when he was the established starter going in. He said, man, if I didn't have that year, I wouldn't have been nearly the leader that I was in the fall. I wouldn't have known what made guys tick. I wouldn't have known how to inspire guys, what would turn them off, what their preferences were.
Yeah.
So that was important for him as a quarterback. So it's just depending, you know, there's a whole wide range of players at different points in their career. You know, ultimately, those spring times are really important because it's a low-pressure situation. There's not the cost of a winning a game or losing a game. It's just a chance to start feeling things out, and that's something that Nebraska and every other major college team is going to miss out on this year.
Yeah, and was there one in particular, one element that maybe surprised you with the response as far as, okay, wow, I didn't think that this would actually be as big of an issue, but you did have a player say that, whether it was the overall, you know, physical part of it, whether, as you kind of pointed out too, sort of the ability to kind of develop leadership skills too. Was there something in particular that maybe you weren't expecting going in?
Well, you know, I think what was interesting to me was talking with Rich Fisher, who was an assistant at Nebraska in the early 2010s. And what he said from a coaching perspective was fascinating. And I think we kind of knew it, but to hear it articulated was interesting, that the spring is when you experiment. Like, that's when you try to decide, hey, is player X, you know, better here or is he better there? You know, he gave the example of Jamal Turner when he was there. He came in as a receiver. They thought, well, let's see if we can try him in some quarterback packages. And they ultimately decided, we're going to keep him where he is. And it worked out fine. But, you know, Spencer Long was another example, started on the defensive side of the ball, moved to offense and is enjoying, you know, a career in the NFL. More recently, you think of guys like Cam Jurgens, who was hurt last spring as he made that transition from tight end to center. And you could tell that learning curve kind of caught up with him a little bit as the season started. And then, you know, again, this year's group, I think you just got a feel for some of those guys. Like Javen Wright was supposed to be transitioning right now from defensive back to outside linebacker. You know, Chris Hickman was moving from tight end to wide receiver. You have guys like Brant Banks and Ethan Piper who are promising O-line prospects, but they came to Nebraska as defensive linemen. So this was supposed to be that time when those guys were moving around, when coaches were deciding what they could handle, what their rosters might look like. And so the effects of that are just going to get pushed back into the summer, to where if Nebraska has a chance to get some organized summer workouts in, it's going to be a really important time for evaluation from coaches. And if they don't, then suddenly fall camp becomes kind of this mix of, you know, what can we, you know, where can we move these guys, as well as, hey, we need to prepare for the season that's right upon us here. So I think that's really interesting. It cuts down on that evaluation time, that experimentation time, and really kind of forces coaches to make a decision without seeing everything in front of them.
Evan, I know the one thing we've talked about a lot, and hearing Bill Moose's comments last week on Husker Sports Network about if they could potentially get the remaining 13 practices, say, completed in June, you would most likely see a month separation between the conclusion of spring practices and the start of fall camp. Typically in June and during the summer workouts, coaches do not have any contact. Could that, in your opinion, be an advantage for the coaching staff to not only see these guys so fresh in the summer, but really serving as their spring practice, but also you talk about other guys that could potentially be a part of spring that were not early enrollees, that maybe that gives them a little bit more ability to maximize their rep opportunities?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Xavier Betts, Omar Manning were guys that we're talking about wouldn't be able to come in until fall camp. And so maybe they can jump in and get a chance. And, you know, you got to feel for those early enrollees who were here. That was another aspect of kind of feeling that out. I mean, there were seven true freshmen who had graduated early, had obviously had the foresight to finish their credits and to graduate early. And they all had to go home. You know, they did not get the benefit of those reps. And we've heard Scott Frost say before, if you can come early in the spring and get those reps, that might double your chances to play as a freshman. So that's a blow. And then you consider too, with Nebraska, I mean, they didn't get the 15 practices for a bowl. They got in two unpadded practices before, you know, these measures came in, and they had to halt everything. So yeah, I mean, if you're Nebraska, you want to absolutely take every advantage you can to get some practices, because if you, you know, if you're not able to get the guts in, you could be, you know, as many as 28 practices behind some teams that made a bowl a year before. I mean, that's a ton of development and figuring out what you have. So absolutely. I mean, Nebraska has a lot of, you know, I think interesting pieces that they don't really know necessarily where they're going to fit yet, on offense and defense. And again, those practices are where you need those. And if you don't have those into fall camp, you're in trouble. Now, I don't think you want to stack those right before fall camp and have a situation where you're, you know, practicing 30 times before a 4-month season. But yeah, I think the summer would be your ideal situation. And if that doesn't happen at this point, man, it's going to be a really condensed, really newsy fall camp, I think.
Yeah. Evan Bland joining us from the Omaha World Herald. I also think, and honestly, Evan, I don't know which way to go on this. I think of guys who did have some off-season surgeries, whether it was more, you know, minor repairs or anything major, that they were probably going to be limited in the spring, but there were going to be some reps to kind of keep them fresh. Obviously, we all think of Adrian Martinez. I don't know if this helps him or hurts him. Again, if there is an opportunity to get back in June and complete spring, that maybe that could be beneficial for a guy like Adrian, or if that actually hurts him, because maybe you do want that recovery period after putting some work in the spring and then having the summer to kind of recover, get into, you know, the weight program a little bit more, but also be ready to go in the fall. I'm not sure which way you'd be leaning on that.
No, that's a great point, because you can absolutely make a strong argument either way. You know, on the one hand, he was not going to have a lot of receivers to throw to this spring, right? I mean, he had four scholarship players here. That would have been kind of difficult to make an evaluation in that sense. As you mentioned, coming off that surgery to his non-throwing shoulder, mm-hmm. he was going to be limited. So how was that going to affect things? So you just don't really know how much stock to put into that. But I think on the other hand, you know, again, it hurts you too, because, you know, you're not able to develop that leadership. I guess that'd be the same side of the argument. You're not able to develop that leadership. And I think Joe Gans spoke of that to me, where, again, it's that camaraderie aspect. Even if you're not out there taking the reps, you're building that trust, that rapport with your teammates.
Yeah.
So, you know, you miss out on that. But again, on the other hand, if this thing plays out in June and Nebraska's able to get those practices in, then maybe Martinez is throwing to Xavier Betts and Omar Manning and Alante Brown and some of those other guys, and able to go that way. You know, I honestly feel for a guy like Luke McCaffrey, who this was supposed to be his spring to state his case. You know, even with Martinez limited or not, he was going to get a lot of reps, a long look at the job. And, you know, as Scott Frost hinted a couple weeks ago, if he ended up maybe not as the starter, you start looking to where he might be able to contribute elsewhere within the offense. And so, you know, what does that do for a guy like him who this was supposed to be his time? Once you get into fall camp, you really don't want to be auditioning, I don't think, in that. You really want to be starting to find your role. So you got to feel for him there, too. But, you know, I think with Adrian, it's interesting because he's a guy who it doesn't seem like maybe needs the physical reps. He doesn't maybe need the mental reps, even as a 2-year starter who's been going through this a bit. And you're right. It'll be really interesting to see what they think and how he feels like missing this spring did. Maybe it helped him or hurt him. It'll be interesting to see.
Evan, when you were also talking to some former players, it didn't seem like there was this major concern that you're kind of going into fall camp or even the actual season itself overly rusty. Did that kind of surprise you, or you know, was it just more about the reps and kind of having that spaced out the way that a typical spring to fall camp usually is?
Yeah, I mean, I think the theme I got from the players was it really depends on what point you are in your career. Like, you know, they pretty much echoed this sentiment that if you are an early enrollee or if you redshirted last year, which, you know, we haven't mentioned that, the 2019 class redshirted all but 3 of their scholarship players. You know, that's a time to learn the offense. That's a time to adjust to the speed of college football. You know, if you're a redshirt freshman or redshirt sophomore, the kind of sentiment there was, man, this is your time to make a move. And maybe if you had some offseason injury or you remade your body, this was the time to adjust to that. And then if you're a senior or an upperclassman with an established role, then this is your chance to, you know, establish yourself as a leader, to, you know, help other guys along, kind of continue that tradition, whatever it might be. So, and then again, you factor in how guys learn. You know, Rich Fisher said Quincy Enunwa was a guy who needed the reps. Like, he could see it, but he needed to go out and feel it. You know, other guys could study it, or maybe the physical reps weren't as important. So there's so many factors that go into it and so many what ifs that can kind of come out of missing a spring like this that, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling. But the bottom line is you just can't get better. You can't develop if you don't have the chance to go out there and show what you can do.
Evan Bland with the Omaha World Herald. Again, if you haven't given it a read yet, check it out at omahaworldheraldomaha.com about the players, former Husker players, coaches, how not having a spring would have affected them. Evan, good stuff as always, man. Hope you're doing well, staying healthy, and, well, I'm hoping we're going to be talking about something actually happening in front of us sooner rather than later, my friend.
That'd be amazing, man. I wish my bracket was busted right now.
Exactly. Yes. I would give anything to complain about how awful I was at picking teams. Those little things that normally aggravate us, I think we all miss that. Absolutely.
Amen.
All right. We'll see you, man.